From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denied Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 elections. The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and former campaign manager Paul Manafort are also sharing information with another panel, the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kushner, who is married to Trump's daughter Ivanka, also an advisor to her father, told the reporters that serving the president and the people of the United States has been an honor and privilege of a lifetime, but he's grateful. In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, Kushner confirmed that he, the younger Trump, and Manafort met with a Russian lawyer and other figures tied to Moscow last June, but asserted he arrived late to the meeting and heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. A Taliban suicide car bombing has killed at least 35 people and injured dozens more in the Afghan capital, Kabul. An Interior Ministry spokesman, while confirming the casualties, explained that a bomber rammed his explosives-laden vehicle into a minibus packed with civilian government workers in a western part of the city. Officials in Pakistan say a suspected suicide car bomber in the eastern city of Lahore has killed at least 26 people and wounded around 50 others. Monday's attack occurred in a busy marketplace where local administration workers were working to remove illegal makeshift shops near government buildings, citing security concerns. Police were escorting the workers to deter protesters. A provincial health minister told reporters that several police officers were among the dead and that some of the hospitalized victims were in critical condition. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying there has been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they had not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, which was championed by former President Barack Obama. The Senate is headed toward crucial votes this week on whether to repeal the seven-year-old law, which national surveys show Americans view more favorably than Republican proposals to replace it. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. In Caracas on Monday, a national holiday marking the 1783 birth of the native son of Latin American independence leader, armed government troops stood guard in clusters of three or four at schools where the polling is scheduled to take place. The U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman said Monday that the test of the military's terminal high-altitude air defense is the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. He said the test is a routine measure to make sure the system is ready. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He said it's extremely important that a solution to the current crisis be found by Friday this week. Later Monday, the Israeli Security Cabinet decided to stop the use of metal detectors at a highly sensitive Jerusalem holy site. Israeli authorities decided to heed a recommendation of all the security bodies to change inspections with metal detectors to a security inspection based on advanced technologies and other means. That's according to a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The worst ever outbreak of dengue fever in Sri Lanka has killed nearly 300 people, with the number of cases rapidly rising. The Ministry of Health reports that the number of infections has climbed above 103,000 since the start of 2017, with 296 deaths. The number of cases this year is already nearly double the number of infections recorded in all of 2016, when over 55,000 people were infected. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.